Welcome to Progressive Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Nick Markakis, is batting second. The left fielder, David Luff, batting third. The center fielder, Adam Jones, batting fourth. The DH, Nelson Cruz, batting fifth. The first baseman, Chris Davis, batting sixth. The shortstop, JJ Hardy, batting seventh. The third baseman, Ryan Flaherty, batting eighth. The catcher, Caleb Joseph, batting ninth. The second baseman, Jonathan Shoup, pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Ubaldo Jimenez. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Michael Bourne, batting second. The shortstop, Jose Ramirez, batting third. The left fielder, Michael Brantley, batting fourth. The first baseman, Carlos Santana, batting fifth. The second baseman, Jason Kipnis, batting sixth. The catcher, Yan Gomes, batting seventh. The third baseman, Lonnie Chisenhall, batting eighth. The DH, Zach Walters, batting ninth. The right fielder, Chris Dickerson, pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Carlos Carrasco. And now, play ball. Nick Markakis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markakis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. David Luff is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Luff strikes out. One out. Adam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Michael Bourne batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Bourne takes first base on ball four. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Ramirez takes first base on ball four. Bourne moves to second. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Brantley hits a fly ball into left field. Luff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. The ball gets by Joseph for a passed ball. Bourne moves to third. Ramirez moves to second. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Santana hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Kipnis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kipnis. The throw from Joseph and he is safe. Kipnis steals second. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gomes strikes out. Two outs. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Chisenhall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Nelson Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chisenhall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chris Davis is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Davis strikes out. One out. JJ Hardy is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez misplays the ball. That's an error on Ramirez. Cruz moves to second. Ryan Flaherty is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Flaherty hits a line drive towards second. Kipnis catches it and steps on second to double up Cruz. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Zach Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Walters strikes out. One out. Chris Dickerson batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Dickerson hits a fly ball into left field. Luff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Michael Bourne is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bourne is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bourne strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Caleb Joseph is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Joseph hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Dickerson. Joseph reaches second base with a double. Jonathan Shoup is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Shoup strikes out. One out. Nick Markakis is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Markakis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Markakis hits a fly ball into left field. Brantley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. David Luff is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Luff is 0 for 1 in the game. Luff hits a line drive into right field. Dickerson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ramirez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shoup scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Brantley is 0 for 1 in the game. Brantley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hardy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos Santana batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Santana is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Santana takes first base on ball 4. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kipnis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kipnis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Adam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelson Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cruz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a line drive into right field. Dickerson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gomes is 0 for 1 in the game. Gomes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shoup scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Chisenhall is 0 for 1 in the game. Chisenhall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hardy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zach Walters is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Walters is 0 for 1 in the game. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walters for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. J.J. Hardy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hardy is 0 for 1 in the game. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ryan Flaherty is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Flaherty is 0 for 1 in the game. Flaherty hits a fly ball into center field. Bourne settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Caleb Joseph is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Joseph is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Joseph strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Dickerson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Dickerson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickerson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jones. Dickerson reaches second base with a double. Michael Bourne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bourne is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bourne bunts towards third. Flaherty fields it and throws to first for the out. Dickerson moves to third. One out. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ramirez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dickerson scores. It's 4 to nothing, Indians. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Ramirez. The throw from Joseph and he is safe. Ramirez steals second. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brantley is 0 for 2 in the game. Brantley hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6 to nothing, Indians. T.J. McFarland now pitching. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Santana hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kipnis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kipnis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gomes is 0 for 2 in the game. Gomes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kipnis moves to third. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Chisenhall is 0 for 2 in the game. Chisenhall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jonathan Shoup is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Shoup is 0 for 1 in the game. Shoup hits a fly ball into right field. Dickerson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nick Markakis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Markakis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Markakis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. David Luff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luff is 0 for 2 in the game. Luff hits a fly ball into center field. Bourne settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Zach Walters is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Walters is 0 for 2 in the game. Walters strikes out. One out. Chris Dickerson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dickerson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Dickerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shoup scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Michael Bourne is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bourne is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bourne strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Adam Jones is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carrasco fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelson Cruz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cruz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cruz strikes out. Two outs. Chris Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brad Bracknow pitching. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ramirez strikes out. One out. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brantley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Brantley hits a line drive into left field. Luff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Santana is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Santana strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. C.C. Lee now pitching. J.J. Hardy is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hardy is 0-for-2 in the game. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ryan Flaherty is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Flaherty is 0-for-2 in the game. Flaherty hits a ball on the ground towards first. Santana scoops it up and throws to first, with Lee covering, for the out. Two outs. Caleb Joseph is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Joseph is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Joseph hits a fly ball into center field. Bourne settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy Hunter now pitching. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kipnis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kipnis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hardy misplays the ball. That's an error on Hardy. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gomes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gomes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hardy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Chisenhall is 0-for-3 in the game. Chisenhall hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Zach Walters is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Walters is 0-for-3 in the game. Walters strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Nick Hagedone now pitching. Cord Phelps pinch hits for Jonathan Shoup. Cord Phelps is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Phelps hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chisenhall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nick Markakis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markakis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Markakis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brian Shaw now pitching. Stephen Pierce pinch hits for David Luff. Stephen Pierce is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Pierce hits a fly ball into right field. Dickerson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Adam Jones is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jones is 0 for 3 in the game. Jones strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Baltimore Orioles, 0. Goodbye from Progressive Field in Cleveland.